you've had a number of games come, well, a lot, all the games have come down to the wire, but you've had a number of leads in the fourth quarter, last week being one as well. What, I know they're all taking on their own shape, but what is the thing you have to do as a young defense, get some young players playing, to get over that hump and close out those games? What do you talk to them about?
Really just continue to execute in the critical parts of the game. You know, obviously those are all no huddle, up tempo, on the ball, like the last one was. And there really wasn't, we didn't have any bust per se, but it's just the technique execution in the critical parts of the game. You know, they hit some plays and at the end and we didn't. That's how they got the ball down the field in scoring position. So I wish I could give you something very clever and a magical, you know, but, you know, just execute the techniques in the critical parts of the game when it's on the line and they're not huddling up and they're up on the ball and they're running consecutive plays, that kind of stuff, you know.
Is there a change of scheme during that part of the game, or is it just not executing on an individual basis?
It's not really a change of scheme. We're really playing our bread and butter, you know what I mean? That's what you don't want to do is pull out a different package in that critical part of the game and then the players haven't been playing it. So there are calls that we've been playing during the game. And, you know, you can always second guess your call afterwards. And we didn't have a lot of variety. You know, we start out with a sack and the one drive. So, you're not trying to fool them and do something different because you don't want to fool your own guys. You're playing stuff that you've been playing during the game. Yeah.
Bill, I know that you didn't expect Mark Barron to be Ed Reed. As a rookie safety.
I did, actually, but
you know what I mean.
Yes.
How's he holding up like any rookie going through the trials and tribulations and in pass coverage at this level?
He's doing a good job. You know, he's got a lot of talent, a lot of natural talent. I think he's probably been exposed to not so many different coverages because, you know, they had a full defensive gamut there at Alabama, but maybe some of the pass concepts that we see and the variety of them that you see every week that maybe from a volume standpoint you don't see at the college level because we're in a passing league. So, but he's doing a good job. He's only going to get better. I think some of the things that he sees are new for him. You know, it's not like he's seen them for 3 or 4 years or seen them for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, coming out of college because the passing attacks aren't as intricate as they are here in the NFL. But he's doing a good job and he's only going to get better.
But he's made a major impact on rush defense, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's been very easy for him, you know what I mean? We try to put him in position to come down and be a run support player, and he's done an outstanding job doing that.
So the second crack you guys have had at Drew Brees, he hit you for 4 touchdowns in that first game, but if you look at the pressure he's been under this year, I think he's on pace to have the most sacks since he's been with the Saints, and against Atlanta he had 5 interceptions. Do you see him kind of getting that pressure is getting to him this season, and that's something you're kind of looking forward to now that it seems like the front four is starting to click?
I think, you know, somebody mentioned it earlier that they wonder if he's pushing a little bit. But I see the same guy that I've seen for the last several years. You know, he is really tough to defend because he knows where he wants to go to the ball. He can make decisions after the snap when the coverage unfolds or where the pressure unfolds. He's got a very quick release. He's very accurate. He's got a good core of receivers that can run the routes and get open and catch. So a lot of that stuff, I think, is just by chance that he's thrown some picks. A lot of them are tip picks. You know, it's not like guys are just wiping them clean, coming through the coverage and taking the ball away. Some of them are tips. But he's as good as I've seen him play. Yeah, he's really tough.
What did Atlanta do to have so much success against him that last game?
I think, you know, they mixed up what they were doing a little bit. You know, they didn't play the same thing all the time. And, you know, they have a good team, obviously. And they did a good job of breaking on the ball in the zone coverages. And like I say, making some hits and separating guys from the ball a little bit and making some tip passes. And then when they did pressure, they were able to affect the pocket. And they're able to play good man coverage on the back end to be close to guys and make the throws harder. You know what I mean? So the same thing that all good defenses try to do, mix it up a little bit, play some man pressures and combine that with zone coverages and give the quarterback some, the receiver some different looks, you know.
Coach, is there any do you sense any frustration with the defensive backs as far as in the meeting rooms and things like that? I mean, they've had a rough year. I mean, statistically looking at it, it's not good. Are they still on board? Are they still working hard, doing all the things you're asking? And do they still see like a light at the end of the tunnel?
Or absolutely, yeah. Unless you know something that I don't, no, there's no issue like that at all. Yeah, these guys are very competitive. They got a lot of personal and professional pride, and they want to play well, and they prepare their tails off during the week in the meeting rooms and on the practice field. And, you know, they know they've been singled out as, you know, giving up some big pass plays during the year, and they don't want to hear that, and they got a lot of pride about it. So, no, I haven't seen any fall off or morale issues at all. They're too busy trying to get ready. You know what I mean?
Coach talks a lot about cumulative reps. I know you do too. This is probably as much as Gerald McCoy has played in games over a long stretch. Last week he had a lot of numbers. I know he's been a factor in games, but what do you see with him the more he plays?
I think just like familiarity with how people are going to pass protect him. In the run game, you know, those aren't as complex of issues as the different kind of protections that you get, and we stunt a lot on run downs anyway, so he's been productive and made plays in that area. But I think just getting comfortable with his own pass rush game plan, you know, how he's going to attack a guy and how he's going to set a guy up for moves and how the protections are going to set to him and that kind of stuff. So I just think the more he does that, he's going to get better, and you'll see more production out of him. And he, like I mentioned before, he's been, in our minds, he's been productive because he's disruptive. Yeah, yeah.
Coach, what's your impression of Aaron Morgan so far? I know he's only been here for a little bit, but and what do you see his role as? I know he played linebacker and speed rusher at the end.
He's a real fast speed pass rusher. That's his best thing, and that's what we're asking him to do right now, is to come in on third down and speed rush off the edge. So he has that component, which makes him a little bit different than most of the guys that we have, because he's a real straight-line fast guy. He can challenge the offensive tackles to really have to kick back and keep him from running around and getting to the quarterback.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.